A foundation of the devil would be the public pool system.
Yeah.
See, there's a difference between the foundations of the devil and the foundations of the Lord. Okay? See, a foundation of the devil is the public pool system.
Yeah.
Now look, when people go to public school their entire life, they're there for like 15 years, then afterwards, guess what? They've been brainwashed day after day after day after day, year after year after year after year.
Yeah.
Look, that's the foundation that they were built on. And so you try to tell those people they're wrong about something, they think you're crazy.
Yeah.
Say, why? Because they've had a 15-year foundation. They've been climbing up this mountain of the devil for 15 years and they didn't even realize it. See, the foundation they're being taught, the public school system, that's different than homeschooling.
Right.
And you say, well, what happens after 15 years? Look, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? You can't change your mind on stuff. That's the way it is. You can't change your mind. If they've been taught and brainwashed for 10 years, you're not going to change your mind in 20 minutes. Now, look, I want you to understand the difference between what I'm saying and what salvation is. Because you can give the gospel to someone that's unsaved, and they can get saved, okay? And they get saved, and to a degree, obviously, they got the Holy Spirit inside of them, but you are not just going to unbrainwash 20 years of school out. Now, praise the Lord, you can still get those people saved, but the odds that they're actually going to just realize and be enlightened about the truth and come to a church like this and stick in a church like this, it's not very likely.
Yeah.
You say, why? Because the foundations of the devil have been training them and teaching them for 15 years. You can't just get rid of that in 15 minutes. They've been built on an unholy mountain, the foundations of the devil, and you have the public fool system for 20 years. Look, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We can do nothing. We can't change their mind. They are brainwashed. It's probably going to be forever. You say, why is it that people don't get this LGBT thing? I mean, there's so much proof out there of the link between sodomites and pedophilia. I mean, like, how can you deny it? And yet they never get this. They never will. You say, why? Because they're brainwashed by the public school system. They're brainwashed by Facebook. They're brainwashed by YouTube. They're brainwashed by their Baptist churches. They're brainwashed by all this stuff. And then you try to explain to them in 20 minutes. Even people that are saved, right over their head. They don't get it. No, you judge not. You're too harsh. It's like you say, what? Well, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
Right.
It's a rhetorical question. The answer to that is nothing. Honestly, we can't really do much with that person. Honestly, somebody who's 25 years old, graduated college, went to the public school system, they've been brainwashed by the world, most of the time, the best thing we can do is get them saved, and quite honestly, they'll probably never get stuff fully figured out. As much as we try to get them in church. Why? They've been brainwashed by the world. Let's say they come to church. If somebody visits church for the first time, this is usually what happens. Okay? They come to church, and 90% of the time, they like the sermon. Most times, you know, people like to learn. They like the sermon. There is a 10% chance where I speak against something that they get really offended. But 90% of the time, they like the sermon. But those same people often don't come back. You say, why? As much as they like the sermon, as much as it makes sense, they have an understanding that if I go to a church like this, this is actually a church that's going to preach against stuff and want me to make changes. And quite honestly, I've been on the built on the foundation of television my whole life. I don't want to change things. They're not going to change them. That's the way it is. Now, look, there's exceptions, but what we need to understand in this church is we are exceptions. We're not the norm.
Yeah.
Most people that get saved forget about them ever coming to a church like this. Forget about them ever growing in the Lord. Now, if they stuck around, they could grow, but usually they hit the road before that ever happens, even if they visit church. It's sad, but it's just the way it is. Look, you see this year after year. If you've been in Baptist church for a long time, new people come to church, you're excited about it, and then they usually just kind of hit the road. And it's going to happen even more so at a church like ours because we actually do preach the truth, and people have this understanding that, yeah, I understand it's just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, but you know, if he's preaching this hard against sin, even though it's making sense, I'm learning, it still means I'm going to have to kind of change my life and stay at church like this. Now, we don't force people to change, but quite honestly, when the preaching comes, the Holy Spirit of God is going to get you when you're saved, and you're going to understand that. Now, hopefully, those people give it more of a chance, and they'll get integrated into a church like this, but quite honestly, it's rare. And usually, those same people we talk to, even if you explain to them salvation, and they get saved, even if they understand stuff's coming right from the Bible and they're saved, and you can read to them Genesis 19 and explain every verse. You can read Judges 19 and explain every verse, and they'll still think you're too harsh. Why? Well, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We honestly can't do anything when people have been in the public pool system their entire lives. Now look, are we exceptions? Absolutely. Because every single one of us was in public school. I was both in public school and homeschool. I've been in both. We're exceptions. That's all we are. We're exceptions. That's not the norm. Okay? We must realize it's a very rare situation. Usually when somebody hits the age of, I don't know, 20 years old, they're kind of a lost cause in terms of actually growing and learning what the Bible says. Usually whatever they believe is what they're always doing. Now, I'm not saying they can't learn stuff they come to church, but quite honestly, most people that they've been trained by the world for so long, and they've watched TV for so long, and seeing a guy dressed very normal to them, and they watch Vice Gondon and laugh all the time, look, the foundation's been destroyed. Look at the righteous. Yeah. They're probably not going to change. So maybe we should just change our church. Just have rock music up. No, because the foundation's been destroyed. What can the righteous do? Those people are lost causes. You preach for the exceptions, people that actually want to hear the word of God. But look, if people have been in the public school system their whole lives, really, honestly, what can the righteous do? What about another foundation of the devil? How about daycare? Daycare is a foundation of the devil. Because you're not being taught by your parents or trained by your parents. Now, all these things really tie together. Quite honestly, when it comes to this idea of raising kids, this is the foundation we're talking about. It's the public school system versus homeschool. It's daycare versus raising your own kids. It's throwing them in front of a television set versus actually spending time with them. These things all tie together. But look, if people are in daycare their whole life, they're watching TV their whole life, they come home from school where they're brainwashed by the world, and then the parents just have them watch TV or watch the computer all day and just watch worldly television. Look, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
Right.
And the answer to that is, honestly, absolutely nothing. We can't do anything. We can get them saved. That's not going to change their perspective on the opportunity. Right. Now, look, we should get them saved. We preach the gospel. We do that as much as we can. We try to get them saved. But the idea that they're actually going to change to the holy mountains and really just change their foundation and say, hey, this foundation I've been taught was wrong my whole life, it's a rare exception. It's a very rare exception. It's very unlikely. Because they've been brainwashed for 15 years. Do you really think in a short time they're going to change all of that? Probably not going to happen. It's honestly a miracle that we can win people to the Lord in 15 minutes. When you really think about this, they've been brainwashed of a false religion their entire lives. The idea that we can actually get people saved in 15 or 20 minutes, man, that's exciting. That in 15, 20 minutes, you can change their perspective on what it takes to get there. That's amazing. But when it comes to outside of being able to do that, look, you're not really going to change their perspective on life in a short amount of time. It's a very rare, especially if they're not saved, forget about it. There's no way you're going to do that. But even if they are saved, usually they're going to say, well, you got to be too harsh. You know, I don't know about you, but my Bible says judge not. It's like, yeah, you've never even read your Bible. You've never read it cover to cover, but you're going to just repeat, judge not. Actually, that's all it's judge. They don't have anything. Just judge not. So I guess then our court system shouldn't have judges, you know, because judge not, right? I mean, I guess the book of Judges was, you know, should be in the pocket, right? It's not meant to be in the Bible because it's the book of Judges. Just judge not. That's all they know. That's all they know. You say, why is it? Well, because they've been hearing it their whole life and they just kind of assume that what they're saying, that what they've heard is true. Okay, now turn to Genesis 4.